from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Hundreds of people braved the chill at LA's Griffith Observatory yesterday to remember public TV phenomenon Huell Hauser. The longtime host of California's Gold died last week in Palm Springs at the age of 67. He didn't want a memorial, but LA City Councilman Tom Labonge arranged one anyway, which seems fitting given that he was friends with Hauser and shares the same goofy, good-natured passion for all things California. If not Hauser's trademark Tennessee accent. Labonge got the crowd to sing along with a recording of Hauser covering California, Here I Come, and an LAPD helicopter circled in a salute as the sun sank around 5. As the LA Times put it, you could practically hear Hauser saying, "Oh my gosh, that's amazing." On Monday, the nation will watch President Barack Obama's inauguration ceremony. The California Report's Scott Schaefer will be there. If you're a Californian in D.C. for the inauguration, let us know. Email us at calreport@kqed.org. That's calreport@kqed.org. The UC Board of Regents meets with Governor Jerry Brown today. Among other things, he's expected to urge them to expand online course offerings. Brown's budget sets aside $17 million for community colleges and $10 million each for the UC and Cal State systems to boost digital instruction. Yesterday, Brown paid a visit to San Jose State with the press corps in tow to tout the program they've developed there. Peter John Schuler reports.
The key ingredient in the San Jose State plan is to start out small and measure the results. Under an agreement with Palo Alto-based Udacity, the school will begin by offering students entry-level classes for credit. Governor Brown initiated the deal.
This is an exciting moment in the intellectual history of our state and our university.
The National Science Foundation will assess the program to see if it's effective. If it works, CSU is expected to roll out more online classes by summer term. At $150 a class, San Jose State expects to draw a fair number of students, some outside California. The UC stumbled in its attempts to do just that, but Brown says it's possible to learn from past mistakes.
Failure is the precursor for success. You know, a lot of people think you can just go through life with not having any failures. I've even had a few failures myself.
Teachers' unions are wary of rushing to adopt online courses, but they like San Jose State's process for evaluating its pilot project. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuler.
In a state with as many immigrants as we have, English class offerings at public schools are perennially popular. But as Chris Richard reports, years of budget cuts have decimated many of those programs.
When the Fontana Adult School opens its enrollment office each day, there's always a long line with not enough spring semester classes to go around.
So you are in high intermediate, but that class is full.
Yes.
So we are able to put you in the multi-level class. Are you able to do those classes?
Okay.
That student belongs in a fairly advanced class, but she's told there's no room. Fontana Principal Cindy Gleason says educational research shows that English as a second language classes are key to job advancement, better parenting, and civic engagement. That's her own experience with adult students.
They get excited. They come back. They report to the teachers. I got a raise at work. Others come back and report that they were able to have a very successful meeting with the teacher at the school.
Until recently, adult education was protected under California law, with state funds specifically dedicated to that purpose. But 3 years ago, legislators cut adult ed funding by about 20%. They also permitted school districts to use dollars earmarked for adult education to offset reductions in state allocations for other programs. At Fontana Adult School, the English language program has shrunk by 90%. There wasn't room for Maria Flores in a second-tier English course.
Y me ponen de lo básico. Entonces, lo básico como... Hola, buenos días.
They put me in the basic course, and that's, hello, good morning, how are you? I already know that. I need to practice, but often there's no room.
Principal Cindy Gleason says with funds so short, students often have to settle for English classes that don't match their abilities. She's not sure how long Fontana Adult School can maintain even this level of service.
Sometimes it can be discouraging not to know whether additional cuts are still coming and how we'll be able to offer the services that our students and community need.
School districts across the state face the same uncertainty. The California Council for Adult Education estimates that 70% of the state money that once supported adult programs, most of which were English classes, now funds instruction for children. The Los Angeles Unified School District has cut its adult education program by 75%. Once, the district offered English classes at hundreds of neighborhood sites. This year, the district is eliminating those leases. Adult Ed Administrator Andres Amaguirres hopes to fill the gap with regional centers like this one, which would offer automotive and other vocational classes by day and English by night.
We're moving to serve as many people for the dollar as we can. The biggest bang for the buck, as the old saying goes.
But adult English classes could be moving away from school districts altogether. In his budget proposal last week, Governor Jerry Brown advocated setting aside some $300 million for adult programs while shifting them to community colleges. But for some students, the process of learning a new language starts at what would ordinarily be the elementary school level. At the nonprofit Centro Latino for Literacy near downtown Los Angeles, English instruction for some students starts with teaching them to read and write in Spanish. Centro President Mari Riddle says there are some 216,000 functionally illiterate Spanish-speaking immigrants in Los Angeles alone.
We've had students that come in and they say, I have walked past L.A. Trade Tech for years. I would never venture into that campus. It's too overwhelming. It's too daunting.
Last summer, President Obama offered some young immigrants the opportunity to remain in the United States without the threat of deportation if they could show that they were in school or had graduated. Enrollment in Spanish language adult education classes surged. Immigration policy experts expect a similar spike in demand for adult English classes once Congress agrees on immigration reform legislation. But they don't expect corresponding federal funding to pay for the classes, and where the money will come from remains an open question. For the California Report, I'm Chris Richard in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, January 16th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallas Family Fund for coverage of climate change. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as preventing network intrusions and data theft by hackers. Barracuda.com.